Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by the 77th Alice in Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, in studio this morning. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem at all. And we are talking cheese.
Yes.
My favorite thing to talk about is cheese, and I'm glad I'm here this morning to join you.
Thank you very much.
So it is March, which means tournaments. It means brackets. Everybody's looking at those, and you guys are going to do a bracket for cheeses here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. We are going to be doing a specialty artisan cheese bracket with the Elite Eight Wisconsin cheeses that I selected. And we're actually going to be announcing all eight of those cheeses tomorrow, which is really exciting. And you can head on over to social media on Instagram at Alice in Dairyland and do all of the voting there.
So you got to pick the eight cheeses?
I did.
There we
yes.
go. So you have a couple listed here with Munster and Alpine style. What are the other ones that are your favorites that you picked?
It's really hard to pick a favorite. In Wisconsin, we have over 600 varieties, types, and styles of internationally recognized and awarded cheeses. But some of those eight that I selected, you got the Munster, the Alpine style. We have Mascarpone, Swiss, Oaxaca. There's a cheddar on there. There's all sorts of different kinds. There really is something for everyone. So you're going to want to make sure to stay tuned and vote for your favorite.
It's one of my favorite things about grocery shopping, and also my least favorite, is that I love to go to the cheese aisle, but then I get overwhelmed at the cheese aisle. There's so many different options to choose from. I'm like, how do I know I'm picking the best one? But you guys have your stuff labeled so folks can know they're picking those Wisconsin cheeses.
Absolutely. When there are so many cheeses in the grocery store, it can be really hard to pick that best one. But we can tell that it's a Wisconsin cheese when we look for the Proudly Wisconsin Dairy or Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge on all of our cheeses in the grocery store, as well as the number 55 on our other dairy products. That's going to tell us that it was packaged here in Wisconsin. And if you have any additional questions, you can always reach out to Alice in Dairyland. I have lots of suggestions on cheeses for all different things, or your local cheesemonger at your grocery store can often help you answer those questions.
Yes, you guys do a great job of labeling everything. Everybody knows and can figure all that out as well. And it's huge, too, that the Wisconsin dairy industry is so big. So it's important to continue to buy local because it just helps keep that money in the state.
Absolutely. Wisconsin dairy contributes $52.8 billion to our state's economy each year. 90% of the fluid milk that we produce in Wisconsin actually goes into cheese production, and then 90% of that cheese leaves the state of Wisconsin. So we got to make sure we're buying up that 10% that's
right.
staying here in Wisconsin. But the really cool thing is that Wisconsin feeds the world when it comes to cheese. It goes all over the U.S. and all over the globe. We export to over 150 different countries. I recently got back from a trip in January. I was in Vietnam, Singapore, and Malaysia representing Wisconsin agriculture. And while in the grocery store there, I found some Wisconsin cheese. So you can really find it wherever you go looking.
Yes. March is also a big time for area athletes here in the state of Wisconsin. A ton of state champions being crowned and those tournaments. And I know personally, as doing the sports here on the radio, I read a couple Wisconsin dairy farmers ads every single broadcast during the postseason. And you guys really do help contribute to the success of those athletes on and off the court.
Yes, 100%. March really isn't just big for cheese. It's also a big deal for Wisconsin athletes. Chocolate milk is actually the official beverage of the WIAA, and whether you're recovering after a game or just enjoying a nutritious treat, chocolate milk is a powerhouse for hydration and recovery.
Yeah, it's amazing there. I love reading those Wisconsin dairy farmers ads, and go get that milk.
Absolutely.
Excited for the cheese. I have to let folks know that I've been staring at cheese in a cooler all interview long, waiting to get a chance to try it. Some of the cheeses that will be in the bracket, and folks have the ability, when that comes out, they can buy all those cheeses, they can follow along, they can truly taste them again as they go to vote.
Absolutely. It's definitely a great time to head out to the grocery store. Those two cheeses that we're featuring right away are Munster, which is that really recognizable, mild cheese, great for sandwiches. It's got that orange kind of rind on the outside. And then the other one we're doing right away is Alpine style, which comes from the Swiss Alps. There's a couple different kinds of Alpine style cheeses, Gruyere, things like that. And we've brought that kind of style to Wisconsin and put our own twist on it. So no matter what kind of cheeses you like, you'll find some that are going to be recognizable in the cheese bracket and others that are going to be brand new. It's great for you to be able to vote on your favorites and maybe try something new.
Yeah, it should be a ton of fun here. Anything I missed, Haley, that you wanted to cover?
I don't think so. Just make sure to head on over to Alice in Dairyland. You can find information on Facebook and actually do the voting on Instagram. And make sure to support Wisconsin Dairy whenever you can.
Awesome. That's Haley Heinzel, the 77th Alice in Dairyland, joining us here this morning.
Thank you.